If you have just tuned in, you are now listening to Worth Baptist Hour, a weekly broadcast of the gospel. This radio ministry is produced by Worth Baptist Church, and this is the pastor speaking. On this Christmas Eve Sunday, it is our joy to bring to you the good tidings that the angels heralded in the long ago. The good tidings that Jesus Christ, God's Son, has been given to the world. We read in John chapter 3 at verse 16, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish but have everlasting life." This is the message of Christmas. And I trust today, as it is Christmas Eve, that in your own heart and in your own mind, you will have the proper understanding and the proper appreciation for the true meaning of Christmas. What is Christmas after all? Is it just a tree, a star, tinsel, lights, packages, buying, exchanging, giving and receiving? Christmas is far more than this. The story of Christmas is the greatest story ever told. Man could not receive a more welcome message than was received in the long ago when the birth of the Savior was announced. So in the 20th century, removed from that original announcement almost 2,000 years, the bells of Bethlehem still ring in our hearts, and the light of the star of Bethlehem's manger is still shining. And I'm glad today that it is shining undimmed after almost 2,000 years of sin and sorrow and selfishness and anxiety and fear and human suffering. The light of Christ is still shining across the world. Jesus said, "I am the light of the world." And beloved, his light is still shining brightly today. Even around the world, all over the earth today, men are acknowledging Jesus Christ as God's Son. I trust in your own heart and in your own life that this would be the case. Here at Worth Baptist Church, we extend to you a very cordial invitation to honor Christ and to commemorate his birth by attending Sunday school today at Worth Baptist Church. Our Sunday school begins at 10 o'clock. We will have the Christmas lesson, The Story of the Birth of Christ, throughout our Sunday school today. Our Sunday morning worship hour begins at 11, and we'll have the Christmas message from the Word of God, Christ becoming man. And we want you to hear this message today at 11 o'clock. I firmly believe that if there be a time in all the year that Christians ought to go to Sunday school and church, it's on Christmas Sunday. After all, it was at Christmas that it all began for us. Why not put Christ and the church first in your life today? While others around you may be using pagan means to honor the birth of Christ, you as a Christian, I believe, should use the Christian way, the Bible way, Sunday school and worship today. And we invite you to come and worship Christ with us here at Worth Baptist Church. Our Sunday evening worship service will be on Christmas Eve only from 5 until 6 p.m. That's 1 hour from 5 to 6 p.m. today. 1 hour of Christmas music and Christmas meditation and the observance of the Lord's Supper. And so today in the house of the Lord, I trust that you will give Christ and give God first place in your life. Remember again the schedule: Sunday school at 10 o'clock, the Christmas lesson, the morning worship hour at 11 o'clock, the Christmas message, and our special Sunday evening worship hour from 5 until 6 p.m. today only, Christmas caroling, Christmas music, Christmas meditation, and the observance of the Lord's Supper. We invite you to come today and bring your family to the services of Worth Baptist Church, where Christ is preeminent and the gospel is the only message. We invite you to come today. And may the Lord bless you as you plan to do so even now. Furthermore, we would invite you to write us this week. Our mailing address is Worth Baptist Hour, Post Office Box 15141, Fort Worth, Texas. And now to my message on today's broadcast entitled, The Angel's Message to Anxious Men. I shall read from the Gospel according to Luke, chapter 2, beginning at verse 8. But before we read the scripture, right by your radio, why don't you pause whatever you're doing now and join with us in a moment of prayer. Let us pray. Our Heavenly Father, we truly thank Thee for the meaning of Christmas. We thank Thee that the bells of Bethlehem are still ringing around the world and that the light of the gospel of Christ is still shining even to the darkest corners of the earth. It is our sincere prayer this morning that as this broadcast fills the air, that many might be brought to a realization of the true meaning of Christmas. And may men all over this listening audience honor Christ, and may families come today to honor the Lord Jesus Christ in Sunday school and in worship. We pray that this would be a day of rejoicing all over the world. And may Christ, whose birth we commemorate, be honored in all things. For we ask these things in His name and for His sake and with thanksgiving. Amen. The Gospel according to Luke chapter 2. I read beginning at verse 8. And there were in the same country shepherds abiding in the field, keeping watch over their flock by night. And lo, the angel of the Lord came upon them, and the glory of the Lord shone round about them, and they were sore afraid. And the angel said unto them, Fear not, for behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy, which shall be to all people. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, which is Christ the Lord. This is the angel's message to anxious men. And what a message it was. It was a message that has never lost its effectiveness. The message of the birth of Christ is resounded all around the world today, in Christian nations all over the earth, in churches, in places of worship, to the ends of the earth. The sound of the bells of Bethlehem are still ringing. And this familiar passage of Scripture will no doubt be read worldwide today. Unto you there is born this day in the city of David a Savior who is Christ the Lord. Let us observe three things that this message did. First of all, this message conquered their fears. There is a great deal to be afraid of in the world today. Men are afraid of dying. Men are afraid of war, of poverty and of famine and pestilence and disease, and rightly so. But beloved, if our faith is anchored in the Lord Jesus, we need not fear these things. Fear is characteristic of man's existence. All down through the years, man has been afraid. The heavenly message by the heavenly messenger to the shepherds on the Judean fields that day was introduced with two characteristic words. Fear not. And beloved, that same message comes to your heart today. Fear not. God still lives. Fear not. Christ is alive. Fear not. The Bible is right. Fear not. The message of the gospel is just as powerful as it has ever been. Those shepherds in the early days had every right to fear. No wonder the Bible says they were so afraid. After all, God's presence through the angel would strike fear in anyone's heart, particularly at this point in history. For you see, for 400 years, there had been silence. No prophet, no prophecy, no revelator, and no revelation. the silent centuries between the closing of the Old Testament and the opening of the New Testament. No one had heard from God. And when the angel came, we have little wonder in our soul that it struck fear in the hearts of those men. Fear came all the way down from Adam. After Adam's sin in the Garden of Eden, the Bible tells us that he said that he was afraid of God. Moses at the burning bush was fearful. Israel at Mount Sinai, at the thundering and lightning of God's judgment, were fearful and afraid. One particular thing that might have made these men fearful was this. There was a belief among the Jews that a divine messenger appearing on the scene always was followed by death. Imagine their consternation. Imagine their fear. Imagine their anxiety. Who's going to die? What will the catastrophe be? What's going to happen next? Well, they knew that Messiah was coming, but hardly would he come to men of such low estate as they were. Poor, humble shepherds, God speaking to them? Why, they could not imagine it. And yet, they need no longer fear, because the angel said, "I bring you good tidings of great joy." The announcement of the birth of Christ was indeed a good tiding. It was good news worldwide. This was to these men only a beginning of what they would have revealed to them that day. They need no longer fear. Sinai no longer burns with a fire of judgment. The gulf between God and man has been spanned by the bridge of mercy. The day of fear has ended. A new day of light, a new day of joy, a new day of salvation, a new day of hope has begun. The light of the world is now born. Darkness must flee. The fears of all the race are now banished. Good tidings have come to all people. And I want you to know today that that means us in the 20th century. We can take advantage of this message. We can believe the Bible. We can believe the gospel. We can believe God. We can believe the message of the Holy Spirit. We can believe the message of the angel in the long ago, that to us there comes the good tidings that Jesus Christ, the Son of God, the Lamb of God for sinners slain, the eternal Word, has taken upon Himself sinful flesh and has come to identify with us. So it is, the very thought of Jesus dispels fear and anxiety in the hearts of men all over the world. And when Christ is present, fear must saddle up and ride away. What is your fear? Your fear can be conquered today through a simple faith in the Lord Jesus Christ. The Bible declares that perfect love casteth out all fear. The psalmist David said, "Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me." And the same one is with you today. Jesus Christ is with you in the presence of the Holy Spirit. Jesus said, "I will never leave you nor forsake you, but I will go with you always, even to the end of the age." This is God's golden guarantee that you must never be alone, that Jesus Christ, God's Son, is with you even in this moment, and your faith in Him will conquer your fears. In the second place, the angel's message to these anxious men confirmed their faith. There was an expectancy among the Jews that prophecy would be fulfilled. When? Well, they didn't know that the time had come upon them. They knew that Messiah was coming, and their faith in the Old Testament, in the prophecy of God's Word from the Old Testament era, was now being reconfirmed when the angel came and said, "Fear not, behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy." faith is a very personal thing, and your relationship to God must be on an individual basis. No one can be saved for you. No one can stand before God for you. It is a personal thing. It is you and God. No wonder the angel said to the shepherds, "Unto you is born this day." Unto you. And I say to you that the message of the gospel is for you today, regardless of where you are, regardless of what you're doing, regardless of your race or color or creed, regardless of your past or your present or the hope for the future. The message of good tidings, the message of joy, the message of Christmas, the message of Christ, the message of the gospel, the message of salvation is for you, if you will but by faith receive it today. Unto you is born, even in our own race, into the human family came the Lord Jesus Christ. Unto you is born this day, after many thousands of years of prophecy. Jesus Christ on that day was born in Bethlehem in the long ago. In the city of David, the Bible declares, the city of Bethlehem, over 700 years before Christ was born, Micah prophesied that he would be born in Bethlehem, in the city of David. Unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior. All the happy news, the glorious, wonderful, matchless news, Jesus Christ the Savior is born. And beloved, Jesus Christ was born for you. The Savior of the world can be your Savior. The Savior who is Christ, the Son of God, the Messiah, the seed of the woman, the seed of Abraham, the star of Jacob, the greater son of David, can be yours today, because unto you is born Jesus Christ the Lord. And so, your faith in the Bible is confirmed by the fulfillment of the prophecy. And right now, by your radio, you can say, "Lord, I believe. I believe that I am a sinner. I believe Jesus Christ died for me. I believe that I can have Him in my heart." And if you will do that, and if you will by faith honor Him and trust Him as your Savior, the message of Christmas will have a greater meaning for you today than it's ever had before. In the third place, the angel's message to the anxious men kindled a fire in their hearts. There was a fire of desire to see Christ. They said, "Let us go even now to Bethlehem and see this thing which is come to pass." And so the Bible declares that they made haste and they went to Bethlehem. And there they found the baby Jesus in a manger. And they had a fire of desire kindled in their heart to share Jesus Christ with others. And beloved, this is what Christianity is all about. This is what this message is all about. This is what Worth Baptist Hour is all about. Sharing Christ with you, right in your home, in your place of business, as you travel across the busy highway and thoroughfare and freeway of our city or of this community and this area. I say to you today that we want to share something with you. We want to share the good tidings of the gospel of redeeming grace, that in the long ago, Jesus Christ was born. And that in this Christmas season, even now on Christmas Eve, even at this hour of the day, you can anchor your faith in the Lord Jesus Christ. You can say to God, "I want Christ as my Savior." You can pray the sinner's prayer, "God, be merciful to me, a sinner." And the Bible declares if you pray that prayer, you will be saved. You don't have to be baptized or take communion or join the church or shake the preacher's hand. All of these things will follow. But the only thing that you must do to be saved is this. Acknowledge the fact that you are a sinner. The Bible says that all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. Believe in your heart that Jesus Christ died on the cross for you. The Bible says, "Whosoever calleth upon the name of the Lord." The Philippian jailer asked Paul, "Sir, what must I do to be saved?" And perhaps you're asking that question this moment, right now. The answer comes back, "Believe on the Lord Jesus Christ and thou shalt be saved." It's just that simple. All you need to do then is to acknowledge to God that you're a sinner. Ask God for forgiveness. Believe that Jesus died and was raised for you. Invite Him to come into your heart. By faith, invite Him to be your Savior. And as quick as a flash, in a moment, instantaneously, right now, God will save you. And the true meaning of Christmas will be in your heart and in your life. The true meaning that Jesus Christ, the eternal Word, the eternal Son of God, was born in Bethlehem's manger, that He died on Calvary's cross, that He was raised from the tomb, and that He sits today at the right hand of God to make intercession for you. I bring you good tidings today, the good tidings that you too can be saved right this moment by simply asking God for forgiveness, crying out for mercy, and trusting Jesus Christ as your Savior. Do it now, and may the Lord bless you as you do. May I take a moment to remind you once again of the services today at Worth Baptist Church, 3309 Wilbarger Street in Fort Worth. Our Sunday school begins at 10 o'clock, our morning worship hour at 11, and today only from 5 to 6 p.m., our special Christmas Eve evening service. Come to Worth Baptist Church today, and we believe the Lord will bless you and you'll be glad you did. Until next Lord's Day at this same time, we wish you well. We wish you a Merry Christmas, and we pray the blessings of God upon your home, upon your life, and upon your family. And as always, we admonish you to keep on praying.